Sustainability Report 2022, Minerva Foods. Summarized version. 1. About the report. This is an executive summary of the Minerva Foods Sustainability Report, where the main results, projects, and investments that marked the year 2022 are shown. The report was prepared in accordance with the standards of the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board, SASB, and the recommendations of the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, TCFD, and adopts as a reference other market instruments such as the COLLAR FAIRR Protein Producer Index and the Climate Disclosure Project, CDP. The report covers all Minerva Foods units in Brazil, Australia, Argentina, Colombia, Paraguay, and Uruguay. 1.1. Materiality. The report was constructed taking into account the priority themes defined in a materiality study conducted by Minerva Foods, namely deforestation and biodiversity, process traceability, food quality and safety, occupational health and safety, operation market, ethics and compliance, greenhouse gas emissions, and animal welfare. 2. Minerva Foods. Minerva Foods is the largest exporter of beef in South America and operates in the production and marketing of beef and sheep, processed foods, and byproducts with a significant presence in Brazil, Australia, Argentina, Colombia, Paraguay, and Uruguay, accessing markets in more than 100 countries on 5 continents. In all, the company owns 29 industrial units for the slaughter and boning of cattle and sheep, and 3 protein processing plants, one in Brazil and 2 in Argentina. To ensure its export business, Minerva Foods maintains 12 commercial offices, 2 protein trading companies, and 14 distribution centers, 11 in Brazil, 1 in Paraguay, 1 in Argentina, and 1 in Chile. 1.2. Innovation. The company's innovation strategy was created in 2020 and is divided into 4 fronts that are directly linked to the operation, investment in new business development and sustainability, data analysis and optimization tools, venture capital initiatives, carbon market, and e-commerce and marketplace. Highlights include the creation of the e-commerce platform inside the strategy and marketplace, My Beef in Casa, the first online store to become carbon neutral in Brazil in the segment. My Carbon, a subsidiary dedicated to developing, purchasing, and marketing carbon credits, and the Every Company and Emery's, a biotechnology company that develops protein foods free of ingredients of animal origin. 3. Sustainability management. In order to prioritize initiatives and develop partnerships, Minerva Foods' ESG agenda was organized into 4 main fronts: dedication to the planet, prosperity of our people, product quality and respect for life, and solid and committed management. 3.1. Dedication to the planet. In 2021, the company established its commitment to sustainability as a guiding instrument for its actions to prevent the effects of climate change, combat illegal deforestation, protect forests and biodiversity, and support producers in the implementation of sustainable agricultural practices. Since then, it has worked on 3 main axes to achieve the proposed goals: eco-efficiency in operations, combating illegal deforestation in the value chain, and the Renovate program, which aims to engage the cattle supply chain in regenerative and low-carbon practices. Eco-efficiency. In its operations, the company has an environmental management system through which the environmental aspects and impacts of its activities on natural resources and biodiversity are managed. Energy efficiency. The company has developed good practice, such as the use of a fully renewable and traceable energy matrix through I-RECs to supply its units. Thus, in addition to zeroing the Scope 2 emissions of the acquisition of electricity, the company promotes the market for energy from renewable and high-performance sources. This commitment earned Minerva Foods, for the second consecutive year, the Renewable Energy Seal, issued by the Totem Institute in partnership with the Brazilian Association of Wind Energy, Abeolica, and the Brazilian Association of Clean Energy, Abragel. Total electricity consumption in 2022 was 1.49 million gigajoules across all operations. The company also generated 2,860 gigajoules of energy through its own solar panels at the Bucaramanga units in Colombia and Colac and Sunshine in Australia. Greenhouse gas emissions. Minerva Foods has been working to manage its carbon footprint and the energy efficiency of its own operations, advancing studies to identify projects and efficiency actions that reduce the intensity of greenhouse gas emissions by 30% by 2030. The company's ambition is to have net zero emissions by 2035, 15 years ahead of the Paris Agreement. Based on decarbonization studies, opportunities with the potential to reduce Scope 1 emissions were identified, linked to the effluent treatment plants, ETIs, in the operational units of South America and to the boilers of Colombia and Argentina, among them projects to modernize the treatment of effluents that aim to reduce emissions and have the prospect of generating and selling carbon credits in partnership with MyCarbon. In 2022, with the help of specialized consultancy, the company also conducted a Scope 3 materiality study, thus creating a complete GHG management of its company. Total Scope 1 emissions, referring to on operations, were 300,100 tons of carbon equivalent. In Scope 2, the amount of emissions was 40,900 tons of carbon equivalent. But it is important to note that it was completely neutralized with the purchase of renewable energy certificates. As for emissions from the value chain, the company inventoried 17.6 million tons of carbon equivalent. The emission intensity was 0.1599, considering the emissions of scopes 1 and 2 in relation to the volume produced finished in the slaughter and boning units of the countries of operations, which are equivalent to 99.6% of the volume produced in the company. Water and effluents. Minerva Foods has several initiatives aimed at improving processes and environmental education, such as water reuse projects, installation or replacement of equipment, such as pressure reducers in sanitary inlets and hygiene hoses. Throughout the company, the quality control of the treated effluents follows the parameters established by the regulatory bodies of the place where the plant is located, in addition to internal control indicators. The volume of water abstracted in 2022, considering all operations of the countries of operation, was 13.9 million cubic meters. The volume of effluent treated and discarded was 12.6 million cubic meters. The water consumption indicator began to be calculated through the difference between the volume of water collected and that discarded after treatment, which generated 2.48 million cubic meters of water consumed in 2022. Waste. All the waste generated in the company's operations comes from the production process, and its handling complies with technical criteria designed to minimize the risk to public health and the environment, from segregation to collection, storage, transportation, treatment, and final disposal. In 2022, for another year, Minerva Foods received the AeroCiclo seal, which attests to the practice of promoting the reverse logistics of product packaging. Annually, Minerva Foods allocates to reverse logistics about 22% of the total packaging that is placed in the Brazilian market, in line with the goals of the National Solid Waste Policy. In Colombia, the process is carried out for 100% of the cardboard packaging of the Cienega de Oro unit. The total volume of waste generated was 148.5 thousand tons. Of this amount, 95,600 tons were sent for composting and 6,600 tons were sent for recycling. Some of the room generated in the operations, 16,600 tons, was also sent to bring about the thermal energy used in the process. Combating illegal deforestation. The company proposes to combat illegal deforestation throughout its South American supply chain by 2030. It already monitors, through the application of social environmental criteria, 100% of direct suppliers in Brazil and has also committed to the expansion of geospatial monitoring to other countries that have operations. In Paraguay, the goal was to monitor 100% of direct suppliers by 2021 and was completed. In Colombia, the goal is to reach 100% of suppliers by 2023, and Minerva Foods has already reached more than 80% of them in 2022. In Argentina, the target deadline is until 2030, and in 2022, the company achieved the mark of about 90% of the monitored suppliers. In Uruguay, Minerva Foods also has a goal of implementing the monitoring system by 2025, and the process has already begun. Renove, Renew Program. Minerva Foods has created the Renove program, which seeks to engage farmers by increasing their productivity and income through the implementation of regenerative practices. Through one of the projects of the Renove program, in 2022, the first batches of carbon-neutral meat were certified by an independent and internationally recognized organization. They have already been sold to customers in the foreign market. 3.2. Prosperity of our people. Minerva Foods seeks to ensure a work environment of safety and well-being, promoting training initiatives to improve the quality of life. It also adopts the premise of promoting the development of the communities where it is installed, reducing inequalities, creating more opportunities, and promoting human rights throughout its value chain. The company's operations are certified in protocols such as S-META, which ensures compliance with criteria related to social responsibility, occupational health, and safety and the environment. Our people. At the end of 2022, Minerva Foods had more than 23,000 employees, considering all its operations in the different countries in which it operates in South America and Oceania. The global turnover indicator was 3.68%, a relevant improvement compared to the previous year, where the index was 22%. Engagement and compensation. Compensation practices consider the market standard and competitive balance, relying on research to achieve the attraction and retention of qualified professionals. The fixed compensation provides for annual adjustments according to collective bargaining agreements, and there is no wage differentiation by gender in the same functional category. Health and safety at work. 100% of Minerva Foods employees, on and third parties, are covered by its management system in occupational health and occupational safety in the countries of operation. The company acts in an integrated manner, assessing possible risks of the process, maintaining a control system with the operations. This system ensures that all activities are evaluated and classified internally, allowing the proactive identification of potential occupational risks, allowing action within the management and control of these factors. In 2022, for another year, Minerva Foods developed the flu vaccination program, providing free vaccines to its employees. 13,956 tetravalent vaccines were provided against influenza and H1N1. Accident rates are detailed in the Indicator Center on the company's website and are managed by operation. Social responsibility. In 2022, Minerva Foods began updating the stakeholder engagement plan with the inclusion of new units. This initiative aims to carry out a diagnosis of the current scenario of engagement with stakeholders and define a meaningful engagement plan which takes into account the traits of each location, its demands, expectations, and the impacts generated. Several social actions were developed in 2022, such as the delivery of school kits to the children of employees and other students of the public network in the places of operation, donation of food, and cleaning of rivers and streams. 3.3. Product quality and respect for life. Food safety. In all plants and countries where it operates, Minerva Foods maintains a rigorous quality and food safety management system based on the integrated management system policy and on standards and legislation of the places where it operates. All units in South America and the Colac and Sunshine units in Australia are certified by an independent organization in accordance with the internationally recognized food safety management system standard and recognized by the Global Food Safety Initiative, GFSI, BRCGS, Brand Reputation Compliance Global Standards. In 2022, the production volume totaled 1.84 million tons, including beef, sheep, industrialized and byproducts such as leather and tallow. Animal welfare. Minerva Foods adopts high animal welfare standards, based not only on the legislation of the countries where it operates, but also on the main codes and protocols of international recognition. The company has an animal welfare policy and program, which establishes strict requirements to be observed by all its operations and businesses in the stages of breeding, transportation, slaughter, processing, distribution, and acquisition of ingredients for processing. Minerva Foods is committed to carrying out the humane slaughter and desensitization of 100% of the animals before slaughter, with the exception of only those destined for specific markets with religious precepts. In 2022, kosher or halal slaughter represented 1.15% of the total carried out by the company in Brazil, 5% in Argentina, 11.31% in Paraguay, and 7.80% in Uruguay. In Colombia, this type of slaughter is not carried out. Minerva has more than 90% of its industrial units certified in animal welfare. The average compliance with audit requirements in all units in 2022 was 90.9%, an increase of 0.5% compared to 2021. As for the value chain, part of Minerva Foods suppliers in Uruguay have the GAP, Global Animal Partnership Certification, one of the largest North American animal welfare programs. More than 14,000 animals originated from certified farms in Uruguay in 2022. 3.3. Solid and committed management. As a company listed on B3's Novo Mercado, the most demanding segment regarding governance practice, Minerva Foods follows the rules of the Brazilian Securities and Exchange Commission, CVM, and acts in line with Law No. 6404/76, Also adopting the recommendations of the Code of Best Corporate Governance Practices of the Brazilian Institute of Corporate Governance, IBGC. Through its Code of Ethics, Guide to Conduct, its Code of Conduct for Business Partners, and its other internal policies, the company disseminates concepts and behaviors expected in its own operations and in the value chain. Minerva Foods, in 2022, integrated for the third consecutive year the portfolio of the Corporate Sustainability Index, the ISE, of B3, formed by the companies with the best ESG performances in the country. The company is also a member of the ICO2, created as an instrument that induces discussions on climate change in Brazil, and the CDP Climate Resilience Index, the ICDPPR70. Governance bodies. The decision-making processes have as the highest instance of governance the board of directors, and to it are added the advisory committees, the fiscal council, and the executive boards, statutory and non-statutory. The process of appointment and selection of governance bodies is done in accordance with a policy for nominating the members of the board, the committees, and the statutory executive board. Ethical conduct and integrity. Minerva Foods is committed to acting with social and environmental responsibility, guided by its purpose and ethical values, which applies not only to its own and outsourced employees, but to all partners in its value chain, such as suppliers, customers, and service providers. To ensure compliance with the guidelines expressed in its Code of Ethics, Guide of Conduct, Minerva Foods relies on the work of the Ethics and Integrity Committee, an independent and impartial collegiate composed of members of different departments. The committee operates mainly through two areas, the Integrity Program and the Minerva Connection. The company also has a Statutory Audit Committee, which has as one of its attributions monitoring complaints of fraud and or irregularities. In 2022, employees from the administrative sectors and industry leadership received training on the Code of Ethics, Guide to Conduct, General Data Protection Law, and on the policies of topics related to compliance and integrity, anti-bribery, anti-corruption, prevention of the occurrence of conflicts of interest, and money laundering. More than 96% of qualified employees participated in the training in 2022. Risk management. Risk management is done by the various areas under the leadership of the financial board in the economic financial aspects. Periodically, the statutory executive board evaluates the effectiveness of management policies and systems and internal controls, in addition to the integrity program, reporting to the board of directors on the mapped results. In addition to the policy, in the second half of 2022, a project was initiated in partnership with specialized consulting to map risks and opportunities related to climate change and improve the adaptation strategy of Minerva Foods business in its operations and value chain. The preliminary results, based on the methodology in the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, TCFD, are available in the Indicator Center. 4. Economic and operational performance. The company is based on data analysis and scenario study tools, aiming at protecting the capital structure, generating value for its shareholders, and the financial health of the business. In this way, it adopts several instruments from the routine of the industrial units to the commercial planning. Minerva Foods ended the year with record net revenue of 31 billion reais, with an adjusted EBITDA of 3.1 billion reais and a net income of 655.1 million reais. Free cash generation totaled 647 million reais in the year, accumulating approximately 5 billion reais since 2018 and contributing to the maintenance of a healthy capital structure, which ended 2022 at 2.15 times net debt per EBITDA. Even in a context of high volatility and full of challenges in the international markets in 2022, the company continued with its commitment to capital discipline. The financial results are available in full on the investor relations website. Minerva Foods heads into 2023 confident in the excellent opportunities for the global animal protein market, reaffirming its geographic diversification strategy, its commitment to capital discipline and ethical and sustainable practices, as it trusts that this is a path to long-term value generation. Corporate information and credits. This report was built with the support of the company's technical areas and led by the sustainability and corporate communication teams. The writing, GRI Consulting and Design also had the services of the Visão Sustentável Consultancy. The indicators were audited by CGS do Brasil Limitada. The complete survey of ESG indicators is available in the Indicator Center of the company's website at www.minervafoods.com.